2020 was a topsy-turvy year for many household budgets, but for many American farmers, things weren't half bad.
Grain farms are going to do okay and probably have a pretty good income year in Illinois and across the nation.
That's Ag Professor Gary Schnittke. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, January 4th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus in McLean County. Ryan Denham has a story.
The first COVID vaccines are arriving in McLean County's long-term care facilities at the pandemic's darkest moment. December was the deadliest month in McLean County, with 51 COVID-related deaths. Of those people, 31 were associated with long-term care, such as nursing homes. The Illinois Department of Public Health says there are 13 active outbreaks at long-term care facilities in McLean County. At least 43 deaths have been traced to those 13 outbreaks alone. The deadliest ones have happened at Heritage Health of Normal, McLean County Nursing Home, and Bloomington Rehab. 11 people have died from each facility. Heritage Health and the County Nursing Home are still active outbreaks. Bloomington Rehab's is not. The County Nursing Home is a government-owned facility with about 80 residents as of last month, mostly those on Medicaid. The situation there has deteriorated in the past month. In early December, there were only 18 cases and 0 deaths. Now it's at 82 cases and 11 deaths. Like other long-term care facilities, the McLean County Nursing Home is expected to soon receive its first doses of the vaccine. That'll happen through a federal program in partnership with Walgreens. That program began vaccine distribution a week ago, though it's unclear how many doses were administered in that first week. We're expecting a new batch of COVID numbers from the local health department later this morning after a long holiday weekend. I'm Ryan Denham.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Over 2,000 Ameren and Corn Belt Energy customers in McLean County were still without power late last night after a few inches of snow piled onto the New Year's Day ice storm. 5 county chairs from the Republican Party have less than 30 days to appoint someone to fill out the rest of State Senator Bill Brady's term. He resigned on New Year's Eve. And the McLean County Board's Health Committee meets this afternoon. On the agenda is a reorganization plan within the Health Department that could create a public affairs position. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Last year was a tough one financially for many people, but for farmers, the bottom line was pretty good. A new USDA report shows net farm income jumped sharply in 2020, 43%, to over $119 billion. The big reason were government payments. University of Illinois Farm Management Professor Gary Schnittke tells Ryan Denham the year that was depends on what kind of farmer you are.
If you're a crop farmer, a grain or corn and soybean farmer in Illinois, it probably did not turn out to be too bad. And what happened was their prices plummeted in March and April, went way down. And then, and so we got some federal aid coming to farms, which helped out a lot. And then prices have rebounded in recent months from a variety of factors, so that grain farms are going to do okay and probably have a pretty good income year in Illinois and across the nation. The farms that are going to have less income this year are livestock farms in general. Dairy would be one that had a rough spell through there. For example, hogs, beef. And hog farms in particular had, and both hog and beef farms had huge problems with getting their animals processed during that April, May, June period. We had COVID backing up processing plants. And once those backups happened, We had animals that needed to be processed that were delayed, and that all was what turned out to be not fun. So livestock farms are not going to have a good year, and how bad it is will depend on risk management on the farm and several other things.
So if you look at why income rose for farmers, how much of a role were direct government payments in that picture? Were they the main driver or just a driver?
So federal aid this year is a very large driver of incomes. We had several rounds of CFAP, Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, that happened in 2020. Those totaled, depending on the farm, $50, $60 per acre, and that would vary a lot across farms, but that was very key in having a very good income year for 2020. So it was absolutely critical. The last 3 years, actually, MFP and CFAP and other federal aid programs have been large components of income on grain farms in 2018, 2019, and 2020.
Now, our listeners here may be familiar with MFP. What you're talking about there is the Market Facilitation Program. It's a big, big federal program that was offered to help farmers impacted by trade disputes. McLean County, because of our size and what we grow, we were like a major recipient of that, you know, probably a top five county nationwide for how much money MFP brought into our county. But let's stay on the income thing. Was it such a good year from an income perspective that it may have an interesting effect on, you know, what sort of spending decisions farmers make in the new year, you know, plopping down money for a new piece of equipment or, you know, the other things that they put into the property?
It's an okay to above average year. It's not, so grain farms' incomes were very good in sort of the period from before 2012. And a lot of that had to be from 2008 to 2012. We had very good grain farm incomes, and we will not be at those levels again in 2020.
That's University of Illinois Farm Management Professor Gary Schnittke speaking with Ryan Denham. Before we let you go, the Normal Town Council meets tonight at 7. On the agenda is a new 3-year agreement with Midwest Fiber for drop-off recycling locations. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.